Of all the outdoor and indoor gowns that Madame de Guermantes wore, those which seemed most to respond to a definite intention, to be endowed with a special significance, were the garments made by Fortuny from old Venetian models. Is it their historical character? Is it rather the fact that each one of them is unique that gives them so special a significance that the pose of the woman who is wearing one while she waits for you to appear, or while she talks to you, assumes an exceptional importance, as though the costume had been the fruit of a long deliberation, and your conversation was detached from the current of everyday life, like a scene in a novel? In the novels of Balzac, we see his heroines purposely put on one or another dress on the day on which they are expecting some particular visitor. The dresses of today have less character, always excepting the creations of Fortuny. There is no room for vagueness in the novelist's description, since the gown does really exist, and the merest sketch of it is as naturally preordained as a copy of a work of art. Before putting on one or another of them, the woman has had to make a choice between two garments, not more or less alike, but each one profoundly individual and answering to its name. But the dress did not prevent me from thinking of the woman. Indeed, Madame de Guermantes seemed to me at this time more attractive than in the days when I was still in love with her. Expecting less of her, whom I no longer went to visit for her own sake, it was almost with the ease and comfort of a man in a room by himself, with his feet on the fender, that I listened to her as though I were reading a book written in the speech of long ago. My mind